believe in the magic of the holidays. Dave Ryan's Christmas Wish.
We started Christmas Wish in 93. Fun fact, did you know for a while we called it Holiday Wish because we were trying to be more inclusive, and then people said, no, I want it to be Christmas Wish. And so it is. It is Christmas Wish. But it is, of course, still all-inclusive, and we don't care if the recipients are Muslim. We don't care if they don't celebrate Christmas, because that's not what it's all about.
No.
We really just want to do good for people who are having a rough year. But it's still called Christmas Wish. Karen's on the phone. We usually do this with Karen coming into the studio, and Karen has nominated someone, but we're all distancing this year, so Karen is on her phone to tell us a little bit about who is the nominee and how do you know this person. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. Carrie has been a friend of mine and the family for going over 20 years. I met her through my late husband years ago. They were both Army veterans, and they had gone to school together, so.
Okay, so your husband was an Army veteran, and they and her husband was also an Army veteran?
No, she's the veteran.
Okay, she was the veteran. Okay, gotcha.
Yep.
And where did you meet? Did you meet here in the Twin Cities, or did you meet somewhere else?
Yep, here in the Twin Cities. We were both over in the Oakville area, and I guess that's where we kind of migrated to for a while after, or, you know, after we all first met and whatnot. So they grew up in that area, so that's where we stayed for a while.
So we're going to call Carrie.
Until we got transferred to California, so.
Oh, I see. Okay, gotcha. So we're going to call Carrie. Carrie's like, she's not at home. She's in the hospital right now, right?
She is. Yep, okay. She is.
We're going to call her in a moment. Did we give her any kind of a heads up that her phone is going to ring at 7:39 in the morning, 7:42 in the morning?
So yes, she knows you're going to be calling.
Okay. Let's call her right
now. Got to make sure she was awake.
Christmas Wish every morning, right up until about the week before Christmas, so the Friday before Christmas week, and it might even go a little bit longer. People have asked, how long do I have? What's the deadline to nominate? You still got plenty of time to nominate.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Carrie once again?
Yes.
Okay, Carrie. I think we have Karen and and both of you are on the phone right now. Mm-hmm. Crossing my fingers. Karen, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. Karen, let's go ahead and get right to it. Go ahead and read your Christmas wish letter about Carrie, if you will.
Okay. My Christmas wish is for Carrie, a wonderful friend, sister, aunt, mother, and so many other things to so many people. I met Carrie over 20 years ago through my late husband. She's a veteran of the United States Army Reserve and has done tours in places like Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. In my eyes, she has always been a real badass and friend. She's the kind of person that would literally give you the shirt off her back to help and never ask for anything in return. She was there for me when my husband died and has been there to help me through so many other things since. It was a huge shock for me when I got a call on Veterans Day this year, of all days, that she had leukemia. The next day, she had an appointment with an oncologist, and it was bad news. She would be admitted to the hospital for at least 4 weeks to start chemo and out of work for at least the next 4 months. She's a mother of three children, two younger at home. But because of COVID and other hospital restrictions, she's not able to see them. My wish is that she's able to video chat with them somehow through the holidays, since she's going to be there and the kids are going to be without their mom. Her fiance Mike is at home with the kids, and they are all missing each other like crazy. I know the pain of being without those you love at Christmas, and I just wish for her to have a little bit of normalcy. Please help her through the holidays while she's fighting this horrible disease.
My gosh.
Oh,
so,
thank you.
So, Carrie, you're not only in the hospital, they, just like we expect, you're not able to see your family really, except like via Zoom or whatever. You really can't have visitors.
Right. Yeah. We do like Google Duo calls at night. So.
Okay. And how old are you have Riley, who is 13, Autumn is 20. And are they still at home? And then Sierra, can't forget Sierra. They're all still at home, right?
Autumn is actually out on her own. She just got married, but the other two are at home, yes.
Okay. And, of course, they miss Mom, and Dad's got his hands extra full. And then there's the concern about you. And Mike is kind of running the ship down at back at the house. How long do you think did the doctor say that you're going to be there in the hospital?
Well, I was supposed to start another round of chemo today, but my numbers just aren't looking good. So it pushes things back a little bit. So depending on when I can start my next round of chemo, I could be here another few weeks.
So another few weeks we could be looking at until even after the first of the year that you would not get to see Mike and Autumn and Riley and Sierra. And plus, you're a badass and you're cooped up in the hospital and you just don't like that.
No, not at all.
Okay, I don't blame you. So we have some things. You know, we always tell people on Christmas Wish we can make things. We can't fix things, but we can make things better. So one of the things that we want to make sure you're able to do with no problem whatsoever is we have the tablets. We got two Samsung tablets with cases so your family can communicate with you in the hospital. And if you need those, we got them for you. So those are for you. And you can keep one there in your room and give one to Mike or Riley or whoever needs one at the time. And then we talk about kids. And kids, you know, and Christmas is a magical time, especially, you know, like, I mean, when you're a little bit younger, like Sierra is 11 years old. So we've got, apparently she likes LOL Surprise Pets and LOL Surprise Remix and things like that. This is a brand, apparently, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we got that for her. We've got a desk chair set for school shipped to your family. We got J-Lab headphones. We got some other cool stuff. We got the Hatchimals Collegables, which I know what those are because my grandkids were into those for a while, too. Riley, what's Riley into these days? Riley's 13 years old. Riley's at home learning, and what's he into?
He does a lot of gaming.
Okay, perfect. We got him a HyperX gaming headset. Now, the goal for the HyperX gaming headset is when you get home and you yell at him to come upstairs for dinner, he won't hear you. That's our goal.
Perfect.
Yeah. So we also have the desk chair set for him. That's been shipped to your family. Diary of a Wimpy Kid books, which I used to lay in bed with my son Carson when he was around that age, and I would read Diary of a Wimpy.
And also, we have two Lego Star Wars sets. Lego brick heads, Baby Yoda throw pillow. Everyone loves Baby Yoda. And I know you said Autumn got married, but Autumn she's 20 years old and she's still your daughter. And we know what 20-year-olds love. They love Starbucks. So we got her a Starbucks gift card and they love Chipotle, or as Dave would say, a Chipotle. So we got her a $25 Chipotle gift card. Mike, you know, we know that, does Mike enjoy camping?
Okay, all right. Good. Well, check this out. We had a slight disconnect here for a second ago, technically. Check this out. We've got a 6-person tent and an LED lantern, a camping cook set, and then that's all for Mike. So he can, you know, take the family out camping, and you're going along too. Winter jacket for you. We have a food scale. It said you needed a food scale. Can you explain, Carrie, why that Karen would say you want a food scale for Christmas?
I have wanted a food scale for years. I'm sick of trying to figure out measurements when it says 8 ounces or this, that, and the other. I just want to be able to figure it out and make the recipe right.
Okay, well, we got one for you. We got a brand new food scale, and it's a nice one, so we got that for you, too. So this is all going to be, and, oh, there's more. We're not done yet. We got a $100 Visa gift card from T-Mobile, thanks to T-Mobile. $50 gift card from Devani's, thanks to Devani's. The tablets from Samsung, $100 gas gift card. And I always love saying this one because it was something everybody needs, a $500 grocery gift card. So Mike or you or Autumn can run down the grocery store, pick up some groceries, and keep the refrigerator full, okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
You are so welcome. This all comes from Karen, and she was the one who nominated you. So, Karen, I will let you two say your goodbyes, and we wish you the best, and we hope you're back at home and continue to be a badass, and thanks for letting us talk to you here on KWB. Karen, you can take it from here.
Carrie, I hope this helps things through the holidays, and just know that we're all praying for you, and we got your back, and we'll make sure everybody's taken care of while you're there, so you concentrate on getting better, okay?
Thank you. I love you.
Love you, too.
I'll talk to you later.
And we want to thank... also, Christmas Wish, presented by Treasure Island Resort and Casino and T-Mobile. And I'm guessing the College Muscle Movers are going to be at the house to drop that stuff off. So you can let them know that they're coming because they're delivering all of our wishes this year.
Yeah, perfect. We don't have a street team anymore. So, yeah, so the College Muscle Movers, they're going to be there to deliver to all these things, and even the things that are in the form of gift cards. But the camping set and the tent and all that stuff, thanks, College Muscle Movers. Thanks again to Treasure Island Resort and Casino and T-Mobile and Devani's and everybody from YouthLink and Choice Bank. And you can go online and donate at kdwb.com, keyword wish. Let's do a Christmas song. Let's do one. Let's, for Christmas Wish on 101.3 KDW.